So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he met a very exalted and special devotee. His name is Paramananda Puri. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in his Chaitanya Charitamrita the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. The various associates of the Lord were different branches of the tree, but Paramananda Puri, Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, they were the roots of the tree. Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of many great saintly persons. Of his disciples in the sannyas order, two were especially dear to him, Ishwara Puri and Paramananda Puri. Ishwara Puri was the spiritual master of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is it that God accepts a guru? Just to establish the principle that everyone must follow the directions of a proper spiritual master on the path of self-realization. Krishna accepted guru, Ramchandra accepted guru, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwara Puri. And he didn't even exhibit his Sankirtan movement or begin preaching until after he was initiated by his spiritual master. So knowing that Paramananda Puri was such an elevated and dear godbrother of his own guru, Lord Chaitanya invited Paramananda Puri from South India to come and live with him in Jagannath Puri. So shortly after Mahaprabhu came back to Jagannath Puri Dham, Paramananda Puri came to Navadvip and he heard the news that Lord Chaitanya had arrived in Puri, so he immediately came here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so affectionate toward Paramananda Puri. He treated him as he would treat his own spiritual master. And Lord Chaitanya arranged for him to stay in this place. Paramananda Puri built a monastery here and was preaching Krishna Katha here. And he dug this well. When he dug the well, he found that the water was extremely bitter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to visit him, and Paramananda Puri told him that I do not have any nice water to offer you because all the water is very bitter here. So just at this well, Lord Chaitanya began to pray to Lord Jagannath to bring the river Ganges, the sweet water of the Ganges, to fill this well forever. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya came and they all drank the water, and it was sweet Ganges water. And then Mahaprabhu said that anyone who drinks this water will get this, or bathes in this water, will have the same effects as directly bathing and drinking the water of the Ganges. And he said, because this is the Ganges water in Paramananda Puri's well, anyone who drinks this water will in due course of time attain pure love of Krishna. Yeah. So it's a little out of the way, but I thought so that we can all get pure love of Krishna, it's worth a little So Bhagwan Prabhu has performed the great yagya of climbing down the well is to bring us this water. This is the nature of a Vaishnava. He's willing to do anything to help elevate other people's consciousness. So Bhagavan will distribute to all of us. Drink the water nicely with great devotion. Bow down to Sri Paramananda Puri. And Krishna's Leela Paramananda Puri is Uddhava, the best friend of Krishna. From here, we'll go to the Singhadwaram. And then we'll have kirtan along the whole route of the Ratha Yatra. We won't, because it's getting dark, there's many places we'll see. There's the Jagannath Natika Gardens, or Jagannath Ballabha Gardens, then there's the Narendra Sarovar, Then there's the Ayatollah Gardens, Gundicha, and Indrajumna Sarovar. We'll just spend a few minutes at each place.